death and resurrection of Jesus has given us victory over the torment of worry, fear, and sorrow. In following today's message, Kenneth has a special gift package that will equip you to receive and enjoy the victory Jesus has won for you. So stay with us for today's Believer's Voice of Victory.
1 John, chapter 4. I want you to say this with me again. God is love. Love never fails. Well, of course, God not a failure. Now, in one sense of the word, he was. But he never considered himself a failure. You think about it. He lost more than anybody in the whole universe. He lost his man and the man's wife. He lost his planet. Amen. It cost him dearly to get it back. But he never started crying, I'm just a failure. No. He's not about to fail. He ain't even starting to fail. He is not faith. He is not righteousness. He is love. And it's love that never fails.
Amen.
He is all of those other things. But love has faith. Love is righteous. Huh? I'm talking about God. Where must. It is time to develop faith in love.
Yes.
How do you do that? Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. How do you develop faith in healing? You meditate healing scriptures. You talk it and you think about it. You live it. You put it into your mind and into your very being about healing and Jesus, the healer and my Savior and my healer. And you just keep doing that. You just keep confessing and your faith just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And there it comes. But most Christian people, I'm talking about born again, Holy Ghost, baptized, tongue-talking, healing, believing Christians. Most of them do not believe that God loves them. Brother Copeland, I do too. No, you don't. You mentally ascend to the fact that he loves you and will argue with people that he does. Because in your head, you know he does, but you don't have any faith in it. Faith is an action word.
That's right.
Did you get that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Faith is not just agreement word. Mm-hmm. Faith is an action word. Right. Somebody comes in and says, the building's on fire. Everybody believes it'll get out. Now some fool sit there and say, I don't smell no smoke. You're putting your life on your nose. But if you believe what the person said, you will act on it.
That's right. Amen.
Now, you may be acting on it because you're afraid, or you may be acting on it because you're fearless.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
You put a smile on your face, say, well, come on, baby, let's get out of here.
Let's go.
Well, I could go on and on with that. That happened in New York City a number of years ago. There was in a nightclub, and there was a guy came out on the stage and said, we need to get out of here. This building is on fire. And there was a number of people that did, but there was a lot of people thought it was part of the act, and they waited until they could smell smoke, and the building fell in on 1,000 of them and killed them.
Yes.
Amen. All right. 1 John chapter 4. Are you there? Let's begin reading. Well, let's back up here and start reading from the 8th verse. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. Now get that, make it big, underline it in red, do something to and meditate it, look at it, think about it, know it, and go over it and over it and over it, developing faith in love. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. Say, Spirit. Of love. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. Believed the love. The word know is the Greek word gnosko. It means intimate relationship. In some places it's translated intercourse. It is when a man knew his wife. It is also used in some cases as a growing knowledge of someone. But it's more than being acquainted. Amen.
Amen.
Now you understand this. We have had a very, very intimate experience with Jesus of Nazareth.
Amen.
The angel came and spoke God's word. She said, be it done unto me according to your word, as you have spoken, so forth. How is this going to happen? Seeing that I know not. Amen. Well, she's fixing to know somebody. And it's the Spirit of the living God. What happened? Those words. Those precious words from heaven became the sperm in little Mary's womb. And the Holy Spirit hovered over her. And a very precious and holy thing was conceived.
Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you something, sweetheart. We are born again. Not of corruptible seed, but by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The moment you heard of Jesus, the moment you said, glory to God, Jesus, come into my heart, the very same thing happened to you that happened to Mary. You see it? The word of God entered into your spirit, not your physical body, into your spirit. And the Spirit of God hovered over you, and a new creature was born. Born of the word of the living God. You have exactly the same DNA as Jesus. When that finally becomes real inside you, and it never will until you spend some time meditating on it and confessing it about who you are in Christ Jesus and what He's done with you. You are a new creature. You're not just an old sinner saved by grace. Dear God, you're either a sinner or you're saved by grace. Get rid of those old sin tags, unrighteous tags. I'm so unworthy. Don't you ever say that again. Don't you? You are unworthy in your own self, but you're not in your own self anymore. You're in Him.
Yes, sir.
There's no such thing as an unworthy, unrighteous new creature. Because the scripture says, old things passed away and all things are new and all things are God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if it's God, it's love.
Yes.
Now here's the point right here that we have to take another step. We have to go to a place higher. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Well, of course not, because there's no fear in God. Hallelujah. Perfect. Develop. What did he say? Love one another. Practice love on one another and you develop it. It don't make any difference whether anybody responds or not. Just practice it. You practice anger all the time and it'll be right up there. You get mad at everything. I mean, your pencil break and you throw it across the room. I know I practiced it for years. Absolutely. But you can stir up the gift of God.
That's right.
It's the love that's shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Stir it up. Stir it up. And what'll happen? It's right here. It's right here. There is no fear in love. Perfected, developing, growing love casteth out fear. Because, here's why God insists on this, fear hath torment. All unbelief is fear-based. All grief is fear-based and fear-dependent. All of it. And it needs to be out of there. It needs to be out of there. And I know there's been times I've looked at things in the scripture and I choose to believe it because it's in the Word of God, but I'm struggling with it. Check up on your love life. Because the moment you violate that law of love and step out of it, fear is there. It's just waiting on you. Bam! Don't let him in. No, just stop right there and say no. And if you've sassed somebody or something, I don't care what it is. Repent.
Amen.
Right in their face. Repent.
Yes, yes,
right. I'm a Christian man. I ought not talk to you like that.
Amen.
I tell you, Gloria and I have practiced this for years. Well, I have. She never would fuss. She taught me how to love.
Amen.
Praise God.
Taught me how. And she never would respond or react to it, the anger or anything had anything to do with it. And that, I was out of the will of God. I was called and knew it. I knew where I was supposed to be and wasn't there. And I was struggling and trying to, and that anger, fear that had come on me as a 9-year-old boy and took my life back there then. And developed over years. And I won't go into all that. But that spirit was still messing with my mind and my flesh. Man, I'm out of the will of God. I'm out here trying my best to go my own way. And that's just stupid. But the problem that most people have with that is the fact that God himself, love himself, since it takes faith to connect with him, because faith is the key to where the grace is stored. It is by faith so that it might be by grace. That's the way the system works. You can't change it. Satan can't change it. He can take advantage of it, and particularly our ignorance of it. And he's just going to tell you enough to get one more step out of you. I want you to go do that. I can't do that. I want you to go do that. No, I don't want to go do that. Well, read your Bible and find out how that worked out for Jonah. Amen. He had it all figured out. He knew God was merciful. And he's going to go over there and, you know, preach that sermon, straighten up or die. And he don't want to go over there and God be merciful and they don't dine and make him look like a fool. So he said, I ain't going. I'm going over here. Boy, it didn't work at all. I was in a mess. We lived in a little house here in Fort Worth. And I don't remember now. I have no knowledge of it, no memory of it. I don't know what triggered it. But I've fought depression a lot. Something triggered it. And I'm standing there in this little hallway of that little house. And I got Gloria backed up against the wall. And I'm just going off on her. I mean, just hollering and going on. And suddenly, I separated from all that talk and I heard what I was saying. Now, I was spiritual, scriptural, total, complete, you know, illiterate. Both of us born again, both of us baptized in the Holy Ghost. And I stopped. I said, oh God, Gloria, forgive me, forgive me. She never said a word. She just stood there. I said, please forgive me. And I just went over and hit the couch. I just fell out on my side on this little old couch and just went into a, it just seemed to me like this deep sleep. And suddenly I woke up and it was daylight. I really thought I had slept around the clock. But then in a moment or two, I realized I hadn't. I was just in this deep place for just a few minutes. And I'm laying here on my side. And when I opened my eyes, Gloria's right up there in my face, just sitting on the floor praying in tongues. Now, see, we could have had a knock-down, drag-out fight. You ain't talking to me like that, you fat mouth so-and-so. I'm getting out of here. I'm going back to Arkansas. That'd have been the end of all that because I was too stupid. I'd have reacted in kind. She's never done that in 56 years in April. Never had. Not one time. Not ever, ever, ever. I finally learned how to love watching her. I opened my eyes. I said, oh, Gloria. First, when I caught myself out, I said, oh, Gloria, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Forgive me. Oh, God, please forgive me. And I went over and fell out on that couch. And when I opened my eyes, I said, Gloria, I got to preach. She said, I know it. Let's go. Let's go. That's all she's ever said. Okay, let's go. But that's the way she answered me when I asked her to marry me. On our first date. I said, we walked up on her daddy's porch. And I said, Gloria, will you marry me? She said, okay. And just went in the house. I didn't get any kiss. I didn't. She said later when she got in, she thought, what have I done? I don't even know this guy. Oh, well, I'll get out of it later. Oh, baby. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But over all of these years, you know, I'm up, down, in, out, loud, quiet. She's just Mama Gloria. Amen. Came home from Australia. The reason I tell this one all the time, because it changed my life. I was so tired. We'd been all over the South Pacific. Stopped in Hawaii to rest for a few days, come back. And we were, that next morning, we went to a little continental breakfast out on the deck outside, you know, beautiful place. You know, I'm tired. That being tired ain't no excuse to be grumpy. This is where the fruit of the Spirit has to be developed. Love, joy, peace, long suffering.
Got that right.
That, and love, joy, peace, I stopped off at about love. And the rest of them, I just fouled them all up. Particularly that long-suffering bit. I was long-suffering. And Gloria's long-suffering and patient. But the word said, let patience have its first perfect work, and you'll be entire wanting nothing. Amen. Or how that let that long-suffering work for you. Yeah. Yeah. Don't fly off the handle and break that endurance and the effect of it. That's what love does. Amen. Love will perfect you and protect you. And correct you. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
And direct you.
Amen. Praise God.
And so I turned around and threw some money down there on the table. Turned around. And when I turned around, she'd gone around me. And when I turned around, she was right in front of me. And she caught the lapels of my shirt collar. And she said, little tears. She said, I'm going to be a blessing to you some way.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I just thought, you know, this woman, someone, she's talking about her husband. They said, well, you need to put heap coals of fire on his head. She said, I poured boiling water all over him and it didn't do no good. That wasn't Gloria. Somebody else. Amen. Another time, we had come back home and I was just ready to fall down. I'm sitting in her study, just sitting there in the chair, hadn't said anything in a while. And I was concerned about the will of God and the direction that I was going and dealing with a lot of things. She walked around behind me and put her hands on my shoulder. She said, Kenneth, I find no fault in you, and I'm sure Jesus doesn't either. Those two incidents changed my entire future, changed my life. And it's taken me a number of years. Shouldn't have, but it did. It's taken me a number of years following that example to go ahead and strip my flesh of sin and just rip that stuff out of there and come to that place where I can walk with Jesus and a wife like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lines on the road, arrows on a sign, lanes in a pool, they all guide us, keep us safe, and show us where to go. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. As Christians, we're often quick to begin quoting scriptures, but what happens when life suddenly takes us by surprise? In the 3-CD series, Hearing Wisdom's Voice, Kenneth Copeland shares scriptures and steps on how to aim your faith in the direction that wisdom is guiding you, a direction that enables you to take your authority by following the voice of the Lord. Learn to grow up in faith and focus your prayers to receive the outcome the Lord has already given you. Understand how hearing the voice of wisdom, the Holy Spirit, ties directly into the blessing of the Lord in your life. Kenneth also teaches strategies for getting quiet and listening to God's direction in your life, staying aimed at where He wants you, no matter what others are saying, so you can get the job done. Receive God's wisdom in your life. Order your free copy of Hearing Wisdom's Voice today by calling 800-600-7395 or by going to our website at kcm.org/tvspecial. glorify God. Be the conduit for God's wisdom to change your life and the lives around you. Order Hearing Wisdom's Voice free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days. Request yours today.
This message we've heard today is so important because there are so many people all over the world who would identify themselves as Christians, but they don't yet really know Jesus very well, certainly not the way He wants to know them. They haven't taken the time to get to know Him and experience Him on a deeply personal level. Now, you know this, it's impossible to have an intimate relationship with anyone if you don't take the time to talk with them, especially getting deeper than just some surface level kind of conversation. Jesus wants to have a conversation with you. He wants to talk to you through His Word. He wants to talk to you by His Spirit, and He wants to hear from you. He wants you to talk to Him about the things that matter to you. And in response, He's going to talk to you about the things that matter to Him. So I want to pray for you today. I want to pray and come into agreement with you that you are going to have this kind of encounter in the presence of God that changes you forever. Father, I pray over every person watching and listening to this right now. I ask you, Lord, to draw them into your presence. Draw them deeper as they draw near to you. You are drawing near to them. We thank you, Father, for times of refreshing and intimacy that come out of the presence of God. Time spent in your word, time spent in prayer. We will be changed by it forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, we want you to call or write to us. We want to hear what's going on in your life. We want your testimonies. We want your praise reports. And of course, we want to pray with you about whatever it is you need. But there are people here at this ministry whose one of their main jobs is just to rejoice with you about what God has done in you, what He's done for you, and what He's doing through you. And what He's doing through many of you is astounding. It's miraculous. Those of you who have sown financially into this ministry, that seed, God has taken it, has multiplied it, and now it's helping millions of people, helping them grow in faith, helping them experience breakthrough that they believe in God, that they've been believing God for. They are experiencing victory in their life, and your seed is getting the word into them. That's no small thing. That's huge in the eyes of God. We receive it, we thank Him for it, and we bless you today in Jesus' name. Thanks so much for watching today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Visit our website at kcm.org and feed your faith with the Word of God. You can request this week's free offer or a free copy of today's broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.